Welcome to Books and Beyond with your hosts, Karen and Louisa. Join us for half an hour of information, entertainment, reading recommendations, and beyond. Brought to you by Auckland Libraries.
I know this girl, and she works in a library, yeah. Standing there behind the counter, willing to help with all the problems.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy, but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom. Bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal. It's a run in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee. And baby, I'll rule. Let me live that fantasy.
Kia ora, everyone.
Kia ora.
Today we're celebrating, well, we're walking through the decades in celebration of New Zealand music, aren't we, Karen?
Yes, possibly more of a run through the decades since our show is only a half an hour, but let's see how we go.
That's right. There's an abundance of songs and artists to celebrate. So we're just going to share the music of just a few of them with you today. So we've started with Lord. We had to, right?
Yes.
The story of Ella Yalich O'Connor, Acca Lord, is truly amazing. Royals was recorded in the Golden Age studio in the suburb of Morningside, formerly more famous as the home of the Brotown Boys, you know, Morningside for Life. Yeah. So Royals went on to become a worldwide phenomenon. Thanks to those who preceded her, like Crowded House, New Zealand music was already on the world map. Well, I think so. But normally via a journey through Australia. Hence, often our artists were thought to be Australian. I think with Lord, the world now knows New Zealand and our unique sense of music. David Bowie famously called her the future of music, so we have to be proud. I really like that the lyrics of
You loyally think of the lyrics of Royals.
Yes, so Royals is about disapproving the luxurious lifestyle of contemporary artists. So egalitarian Kiwi, don't you think?
Yeah, also, I might note, daughter of a poet, so showing a way of ability to think with her own mind.
So from,
as poets do.
Thank you. So from Lord, we're going to time travel back to the 1940s New Zealand. Karen, what music did you find from that era?
Well, actually, I found a book to start with, a wonderful book called Blue Smoke, The Lost Dawn of New Zealand Popular Music by Chris Burke. And so, Blue Smoke, I'm not a native New Zealander, but I'm assuming some people have already heard of Blue Smoke, even though it is, how many years later?
Sorry,
70, 80 years later? Before your time. Blue Smoke is, as Chris Burke puts it, the ground zero of homegrown New Zealand recording industry. It was the first song written by a New Zealander that was recorded here and released on a New Zealand label. And it was a massive hit. And it's got a very interesting backstory. The song was written by a dance band pianist named Ruru Karaitiana, who was born near Danavirka.
Oh.
Yeah, in 1909. Think how far away back. And he was with the Māori Battalion, and he wrote this song while sailing on the troop ship across to the war theater, as it's called, and a sergeant had come by and stood beside him and looked up at the funnel and said, "Look at that bloody smoke. It's going the right way back to New Zealand." In other words, unlike us, who are sailing off to war. And so out of that came this song, this very sad and beautiful song about the blue smoke drifting back to the soldiers' loved ones when the soldiers themselves could not drift back. But anyway, Ruru Karaitiana eventually did drift back and continued performing this song in New Zealand, and then got, for the recording, for actually... recording session, a single microphone recording session, was done with a young woman named Pixie Williams. The song, it couldn't have been written better as a novel. So Pixie Williams, who was off playing, wasn't taking it very seriously, and one day they couldn't even find her to record, and they went off and they found her at a hockey game. And so the memory of those who were there at the recording session is this young woman dressed in her hockey uniform with striped socks, standing at this single microphone, singing her heart out. For Blue Smoke, which then became a massive hit also in America and all around the world. Well, I'm not sure about all around the world, but let's say all around the world. And we have a recording of it, and here it is.
Wow, what a great backstory. Thank you. I'm looking forward to it. That was beautiful. Really does take us back to a different era and time, doesn't it? But now we're going to time travel forward to the swinging 60s. The 60s, the British invasion led by the Beatles, came with songs like She's a Mod by Ray Columbus. We also had the Chicks. I remember the Chicks in their Mary Quant-inspired outfits on our TV screens. I think it was Peter Sinclair's TV shows, our version of Top of the Pops. They were Come On, I think was the name of one of the shows with Peter Sinclair, and Happen In was another one I remember.
Happen In. Yeah. Oh, that is so terrible.
Well, we couldn't repeat Top of the Pops, could we? But, yeah. But it was a young man from Kawerau who was to put New Zealand on the international stage. John Rowles, or JR as he liked to be known, had a number three hit in the UK with If I Only Had Time. But released in 1970, is probably the most remembered song that he wrote. He wrote it for his sister, and it was Cheryl Moana Marie. So here's a bit of Cheryl Moana Marie.
There on the shore, she waits so patiently.
So why such a homegrown song after his international success with If I Only Had Time? So John tells us he was asked to represent New Zealand in an international festival in Brazil. He didn't want to disappoint, so he said he'd give it a go. So in his autobiography, John Rawls, If I Only Had Time, he tells us this. So I sat with my guitar, trying to think of an indigenous New Zealand melody that would suit some typical Māori-style strumming. I turned on the radio. They were playing Inkelbert, singing Les and Barry's song, The Last Waltz. I immediately thought, it can't be too hard to come up with a simple melody like that with the right title and the right hook. So I kept thinking and tossing around ideas till I came up with my little sister's name, Cheryl Moana. Then I added my other little sister's name, Marie, and bam, there it was, the magic, Cheryl Moana Marie. Isn't that cool? Isn't that a cool story?
Yeah, so the myth that he wrote it for his sister is his myth that he actually wrote it for both of his
both
sisters.
Both sisters.
Or two of his sisters, maybe yet another sister. Still waiting for her song.
Yes, you wouldn't want to be the sister who missed out.
And, so I've got my next track. Are we moving to our next track?
Time Travel Machine, yeah. Boom, 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 into the 80s. Okay. 1980s, the decade of excess, wasn't it called?
Yeah, I'm not actually in, my next track is not actually in the 80s. It's 1980 is in the 80s. And it's inspired by a suggestion from a librarian with her roots in punk. And she also suggested a song by the Suburban Reptiles, which I was tempted for, especially because at the beginning I thought she said Subterranean Reptiles, which would have been very good for our Treasures from the Basement. But actually, when she came up with this second suggestion, I had to go with this one because, as you'll see, so this is a library show, so what better group to be listening to right now than a group called the Spelling Mistakes.
Oh, Karen, you couldn't resist it,
no,
could you?
I couldn't resist it. So the Spelling Mistakes were a New Zealand punk band from the Auckland scene in 1979-1980. And besides their music, on reading up in a history of music of New Zealand, which I haven't noted down which one it was, they were noted for their collectible posters. So one of the posters I saw, it was a website. It was the Sounds website. Now I remember, that's why I don't have the book noted down. And they had reproductions of their posters, which were collectible items. And I particularly liked one that said, the slogan on the poster was, God bless America and traitors like Nigel Russell who sing in an American accent. I was waiting for the laugh there, Louisa. That took you a minute. So I'm going to say, God bless shows where an Auckland librarian talks in an American accent. And God bless the Spelling Mistakes. And here's their song, Feels So Good.
Yeah.
A pity our listeners could not see us rocking out to that song here in the studio. That was great.
So before we leave the 80s, I just want to mention, I also think of it as the decade of the anthem song. We have to mention now, we already have, Dave Dobbin's Loyal, 1988 it came out.
Oh, is that why you said Loyal for Royal?
Yes.
You had it in the back of your mind.
And I particularly like Sharon O'Neill's Maxine, Jenny Morris's Tears. Oh, there's so many. And, of course, the Flying Nun Records with the Dunedin sound, Dance Exponent's Victoria, and one more stage, world stage event. We can't forget Dame Kiri Te Kanawa singing at the royal wedding of Charles and Diana, I think in 1981 was the year, wasn't it?
Did not bring them luck.
Oh.
You looked a little bit shocked.
But she looked lovely, I remember watching it on TV.
Kiri looked lovely.
Hat and things. So that was the 80s. So time travelling now into the 90s. And one song stands out, How Bizarre by OMC. It was New Zealand's biggest ever international song, and it was also recorded
until that time.
Well, until Lord came around 20 years later. Recorded by Paul Fuimana and Alan Johnson in Auckland. It's accredited to OMC. I read Simon Grigg's book about How Bizarre, which details the journey of the song's success. But I think it's what Paul's older brother and creator of OMC, Phil Fuimana, says about it in a book written by Gareth Shute, Hip Hop Music Aotearoa. He sums it up nicely, the success of OMC, so I'll just grab his quote from the book, so bear with me. Here it is. I'm not surprised How Bizarre went off, because it's probably one of the few times in the entire musical history of New Zealand that a record company believed in someone enough to take them outside the country. That's cool, isn't it?
Yes.
What a lovely tribute.
Well said, Gareth, ex-librarian.
Oh, right. Okay, well, it was said by
well put together by
an ex-librarian. Yes. Gareth's actually written quite a few books on New Zealand music, and so we'll be talking about hip-hop music Aotearoa by Gareth later. But here we are with How Bizarre by OMC.
In the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly, red blue lights flash us from behind. Loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Ballet bridge works for comfort, Cena just hides her eyes. Policeman taps the shades and sells a Chevy 69. How bizarre! How bizarre! How bizarre! Destination unknown as we're pulling for some gas. A freshly pasted poster reveals a smile from the back. Elephants and acrobats, lion, snakes, monkey. Bella speaks righteous, Sister Cena says funky. How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre. The elephants sit down. People jump and jive, and the clowns are stuck around. TV news and cameras, there's choppers in the sky. Marines, police, reporters ask where, for, and why. Billy yells, we're out of here. Cena says, right on. Making moves and starting grooves before they knew we were gone. Jumped into the Chevy, headed for big lights. Wanna know the rest? Hey, by the rights. How bizarre. How bizarre.
Ooh, baby. crazy. It's making me crazy. Every time I look around.
Great song. And thanks to the Fui Manas and the recording company Dawn Raid, Pacific musicians had a voice, and with their unique rap and hip-hop sounds were finally being taken seriously by the New Zealand music industry. So to represent the 2000s and this amazing new group of artists, Karen and I have selected a group. Well, it was really easy. We both came up with the name, didn't we?
Huge fans, both of us.
Yeah, and I really miss their sounds, especially in summer. They're still on my playlist, Nesian Mystic. So here we have today, Nesian 101. Enjoy.
So I know a little bit about fresh meat. Yes, we keep rapping and rocking that fresh tees. Jeans, cut with socks and sandals. Aloha shirt, be the formal dress standing. Spot the police from a mile away. And you know they're coming when you hear this
play. Follow the leader, leader, leader. Follow the leader. Follow the leader, leader, leader. Follow the leader.
Manioca and L-O-C-P. Y'all know what I'm talking about, the Sunday feed. 2 minute noodles and if I gon' be for the rest of the week, that's all there is. Go to school and scab off the rest of the kids. If they bust money home for their $1 chips, if you don't walk it off, it goes straight to the hip.
Never run my day by time. I run my time, but the change is sky. I run my time, not my appetite. Coke in the pies, what we call fine dine. Stuffy craze to Sanchin Ham. California, yay, down to Japan. It's the real McCoy making all that noise. More five, they're full out, boy.
Never on time, and music's on all day. We'll be going down with Nazi Dread.
So what we gonna do right here, we gonna school you on what we call the ways of the freshman. He's your 101, if you will. So if you're feeling what we're saying, let me know. Join in.
Bounce on that 2 and 4, don't clap on that 1 and 3. You have your cappuccino, we on that cup of tea. Be rude to turn it down, so take it if it's free. Just keep it fresh, no matter where you be.
Bounce on that 2 and 4, don't clap on that 1 and 3. You have your cappuccino, we on that cup of tea. Be rude to turn it down, so take it if it's free. Just keep it fresh, no matter where you be.
Just got that green stone around you.
I love those Pacific sounds. So there you go. That was our stroll through the decades of New Zealand music. Well, actually, New Zealand popular music. So it's good to see that Karen, for our treasure from the basement segment today, has brought along something representing the 1950s, a decade we skipped over, and also a different genre. So what have you brought with us today, for us today, Karen?
Ooh!
Ah! Treasures from the basement!
So I went down to the Central City Library basement, and I came up with a CD by Douglas Lilburn. And I think it was very appropriate, is very appropriate, to include Douglas Lilburn in a New Zealand Music Month medley. He's really the elder statesman of New Zealand music, and was always in particular attempting in his music to capture the ambience, a word that I normally don't like, but in this case it works very well, the ambience of the New Zealand environment in his music, and searching for a style that would in some way articulate the New Zealand's cultural identity and cultural independence above all. So what do you think? Sounds good to you?
Yes.
Yeah. So this CD is Douglas Lilburn's Salutes to Poets, which is music that he composed inspired by a number of New Zealand poets. And I've chosen the first piece in his song cycle, which is based on Dennis Glover's Sing Harry poems. So Dennis Glover, a lot of people will know him for his poet, for his poem, excuse me, Magpies. You know Magpies, Louisa? Quartle, Oodle, telling you anything here?
The one that we were all supposed to learn at primary school.
Right, that's the one. But here he's showing another noted gift of his, which is the gift of being the poet of the New Zealand mountains and the New Zealand sea. In this particular poem, also of the cabbage tree. So the poem is called These Songs Will Not Stand. And I'm thinking maybe the poet was actually looking down the geological time telescope rather than the cultural telescope that we were using today. But we hope you've enjoyed our look through the cultural telescope at New Zealand music through the decades. Here's something to enjoy and to maybe get you thinking about what songs have stood the test of time for you.
Thank you for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the music. Ka kite anō.
Ka kite anō.
The sand will smother. Not I, but another will make songs worth the bother. A ream or cowrie, I'm but the cabbage tree.
Brought to you by Auckland Libraries.
Find us online at aucklandlibraries.govt.nz
and catch the program next Sunday at 9:35 p.m.
on 104.6 FM
or anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/booksandbeyond. Every day.